This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England. Reverend Nick Clark from St Peter's Shanty shares what he told Wayne Rooney and Roy Hodgson and his impressions of watching the England team train. The England football team are staying 5 minutes up the road from St Peter's, where you are the vicar. Do you think anyone will be popping down for a prayer before any of their matches?
Well, I don't know about that, but certainly I was able to be in a very privileged place yesterday, being in the hotel when the English team arrived. I was invited by the mayor to come and be part of the welcoming committee.
Wow.
And I had the opportunity of spending a little bit of time with Roy Hodgson and also a brief conversation with Wayne Rooney.
Fantastic.
And with both, I said, we will be praying for them. So I don't know whether that will lead to any kind of response for players to come down for a prayer, but I hope they might be led that way in some way.
I'm sure there'll be enough people back home praying for good results with the matches. Now, I did hear that you have managed to secure some tickets to go and see the England team today in some training. Is that right?
Yes, it was a brilliant occasion. It turned sunny and it's hot, and it was a lovely bright morning, and there were about 500 of us who had tickets in the Shanty football ground, where new training facilities have been laid out in preparation for England, and had a marvellous time, and the England squad looked really great. They looked actually as though they were practicing with smiles on their faces. It was good, really good, a really good morning.
That's really good to hear. And the town's first football club was actually founded by some English residents in 1902. Obviously, you were at the welcome yesterday as they arrived at the hotel. Do you think the town's kind of suited up for welcoming the English team?
Well, I think so. In its not too distant past, the town of Shanty was regarded as the most English city in France, largely, as it happens, because of horse racing. The horse racing community was well established by the English, but by the beginning of the 20th century, the first sports club was started by the English, and that happened to be the football club. So there are a lot of historic reasons why Shanty is an ideal place, really, for England to be based. A lot of welcome, a great deal of sympathy for them.
Now, you see a lot of football players praying as they come onto the pitch after being substituted, or looking up into the sky and pointing after they score a goal, muttering some kind of thanks. We can't believe that God necessarily has a favourite football team, both at club level or national level. Of course, it's going to be England. But do you think that there's a connection between football or sport and prayer?
I believe so. I mean, I'm a sports mad myself, so I've played a lot of sport in my life. I still do play a bit of sport from time to time. And I do believe that there is a connection between prayer and sport. I think what happens to footballers and any other sports people if they look as though they are praying, I think it's for them a moment of transcendence, either coming onto the pitch or whether it's scoring a goal. That sense of elation translates, I think, into transcendence. I'll never forget actually the film Chariots of Fire, with a little moment in the film when Eric Liddell, the character playing Eric Liddell, was preaching in the Scottish Kirk in Paris, and there's a snippet where he says, I've been made to run fast, and when I run, I feel God's pleasure. And I sense that actually when you pray in connection to your sport, I think a number of things are going on. I think you are wanting to give him glory. You're wanting to give God the glory in what you do, that you honor God in what you do in your sport. And then you lay yourself open, perhaps, to with imagination, to conversations, possibly about faith and the hope that lies within you. I think prayer does a number of things in sport, and I think I've experienced that in my involvement as well.
Now, there's going to be a huge amount of prayers for the England team to do well in the Euros. What are you going to be praying for, and how would you accommodate any of the England squad if they did choose to head down to the church for a prayer?
Well, what I'm praying for, and this is really what I meant, although I wasn't able to explain it, but what I meant when I said this to Wayne Rooney or Roy Hodgson, what I'd be praying for is that they play with no fear, that, you know, there are different approaches to an important match, and if they're all tightened up and they play with fear, then they won't necessarily have that creativity, that spark of flair, that imagination. I think what I'd be praying for is that they actually enjoy the moment. They enjoy what they're doing, both on and off the pitch. Play with smiles on their faces, play with exuberance, really. And they will surprise the rest of the tournament, I'm sure. I think if they came down to church, one of the most important things that I would consider doing as a minister is to make sure that they are regarded as ordinary human beings. I certainly wouldn't want to place them on pedestals. I don't want them to perform in church. I want them to feel at home, to be part of the St. Peter's family if they came, because certainly we would welcome them as part of the family, sons and daughters of the living God. And, you know, we would welcome them very, very warmly, and we would give them every pastoral and emotional support. We've got a great community here at St. Peter's, and indeed, I would love it if they came, but we don't want to put pressure on them.
Nick, I'm sure you're going to be following the England squad and their progress throughout the Euros with great interest, as much as the rest of the country. Thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us and for sharing some of the insights into the England squad.
Thank you very much indeed.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.